So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's about a 70-foot-long prehistoric shark.
Oh, kinda sounds like one of those low-budget, made-for-TV movies like Sharknado or Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus.
Right, yeah, it's kinda like that, except it's gonna cost $150 million to make.
What?
Yeah, it's gonna be a pricey one.
Why would we spend so much money on a movie like that?
Because we can afford it.
Fair enough, that is why I do most of the things that I do.
Oh, it is?
I mean, yeah, why do you think I had plastic surgery to look exactly like you?
Oh, I thought I was going crazy. That explains so much.
So what sets this movie apart from, say, a classic like Jaws?
Well, you know how that movie was about trying to take down a really big shark?
Of course.
Well, this one's gonna be about taking down a really, really big shark.
That sounds different and worth doing.
Agreed.
And what actually happens in the movie? Like, who's the main character?
It's this super cool guy named Jonas, but everyone's gonna pronounce it Jonas.
Nice.
And he had to make a tough decision a couple of years ago where he rescued some people but left some others to die.
Bummer.
And during that rescue mission, he thinks he saw something big bite the side of the submarine.
Oh, starting the movie off with a shark sighting, I like it.
No, we're not gonna see the shark for like the first 45 minutes of the movie.
Oh, we're not?
No, it's gonna keep bumping into these submarines that are covered in windows, but somehow nobody's gonna see it.
Huh, stealth mode.
Oh yeah, super stealth mode. In fact, even when we do start seeing it, it's gonna sneak up on people all the time.
But you said this thing's like 70 feet long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's like if a building snuck up on you.
Well, do you want jump scares or not?
I guess I do.
Anyway, so a couple of years later, we're gonna be at this research facility in the ocean.
Off the coast of China.
Okay, and there's this woman there, and
this Chinese woman.
Sure, and then later there's a beach.
This Chinese beach.
Okay, what's going on here?
Sorry, it's just that a lot of the production budget is gonna come from China, so we have to throw in some Chinese elements in there to keep them happy.
All we have to do is include a couple of Chinese elements and they'll give us a bunch of money?
It's as easy as that. Pandarin and Mandarin is tight.
That is great.
So anyway, this research team is gonna realize that the Mariana Trench isn't actually the deepest point of the ocean.
Oh.
Yeah, there's like this false bottom, so they go through that for the first time ever to explore.
Oh, I bet there are sharks trapped down there.
Yeah, and on the way out, they accidentally set this massive prehistoric shark free.
Whoops.
Whoopsie. So then the shark starts attacking them and killing people and stuff.
Wow.
And Jonas is gonna be like, I told you guys I saw one of these things, and they're all gonna be like, man, we're sorry, you were right.
Wait, if this thing was trapped below the lowest known point of the ocean, how is it possible for him to have seen it?
I don't know, but we're gonna keep bringing it up, okay?
That works.
We're also gonna have a love story between Jonas and the female lead.
Oh, what makes them fall in love?
Well, they're both attractive and in the same general area.
Very romantic.
Oh yeah.
So are we trying to make this like a fun, campy movie that knows what it is, or something that's more serious in tone?
Well, we're gonna kind of flip-flop back and forth between the two.
Feels like you should probably just stick to one.
I'd rather not.
I don't think you can have it both ways, man. It's gonna feel disjointed and inconsistent.
Well, look, people say you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Right, my point exactly.
But we're talking about a 70-foot shark here. This thing can eat whatever it wants.
I guess that makes sense.
Trust me, it does.
Fantastic.
And the movie's gonna be really fun to watch because it's gonna be super gory.
Oh, is that like an important part of your vision for this movie?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, well just a heads up, I'm probably gonna change that so we get a PG-13 rating.
Oh, please don't do that.
We'll just replace all the blood and gore with some one-liner jokes that don't really land. That'll be just as good, right?
Definitely won't be.
Oh well, so how does the movie end?
Well, the team has to kill the shark before it reaches this beach with thousands of people at it.
How do they manage that?
They don't. The shark gets there before them and just starts chomping down on humans.
Oh my god, so it's gonna be impossible to get him out of there since he's already eating.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh really?
Yeah, they're just gonna play some whale sounds on a speaker and the shark's gonna be like, oh, what's going on over there?
The shark is just gonna abandon all the food that he's eating because he thinks he hears a whale?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like leaving a free buffet because you think you hear a food truck drive by.
Yeah, and then some people in helicopters are gonna see the commotion and start filming.
Oh, the shark's gonna jump out of the water and grab a helicopter? That's gonna be amazing.
No, the pilots are gonna be so distracted that they're gonna crash into each other and die.
That might be the biggest missed opportunity I've ever heard of.
And then Jonas is gonna stab the shark in the eye and everyone's gonna live happily ever after.
Except all the dead people.
Right, so what do you think?
I mean, it sounds good. I think we just need to get a ridiculous action star attached and it can make some real money.
A ridiculous action star? Who'd you have in mind?
I don't know, it has to be an actor that when you see their name on a movie poster, you're like, oh, this is gonna be way over the top.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you liked that pitch meeting. A lot more of these on the channel you can check out.
Like a lot.
You can also let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. And we did just launch a new series called Theory Battle that you can check out too. In that we go head to head with two different film theories and you guys decide in the comments section which one's the most plausible. It's pretty fun, check it out if you have a chance. And don't forget to like this video, subscribe, share it on Facebook and Twitter, you know the drill. And check back soon for a new one. Bye-bye.